Dina, thank you so much for joining us once again on Galesburg Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Congratulations on your 5th year anniversary.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
It is. It is. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this 5 years that you have owned Century 21 affiliated?
Yes, five years that I've owned Century 21.
But you've been a realtor for 15?
Almost 20 years now.
Almost 20 years in this business. So you bought the business 5 years ago, or you started at? Take us back there to 5 years ago.
5 years ago, I was working there with Greg and Mary Davis and mm-hmm. Kit Wilcox, and we had actually been in talks for a couple of years prior to that about me buying the business. And it just kind of kept progressing. Yeah. And I finally decided that I would do it. Mm-hmm. So, we made the transition. It was easy. You know, it was a lot of consideration leading up to that point, but the actual transition was very easy. I begged them all to stay and not leave me. And you know, sadly, Greg has passed away, but Mary and Kit are still there with me, and Mary and I actually went to a listing appointment last week together. So.
Well, I was going to move on to what a time to be to own a real estate company. My gosh.
Yes, this market is exciting. I hate to use the word crazy because sometimes I think you can, you know, kind of spin that, but it's so exciting right now. It's a great time to just be involved in home sales.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. You have talked about the incredible growth over the last year was a record year.
Last year was a phenomenal year. We almost hit $50 million in sales, which is amazing. And and this year we're already surpassing that. Our first quarter was close to double what we did in the first quarter last year, which is unbelievable.
And this is happening all over the country.
It is. It is. Right. I have many colleagues, actually. In a couple of weeks, we're all supposed to be in D.C. for some other meetings and things, and I've been talking to a lot of them leading up to that. And yes, every market is just outrageous right now.
My gosh. So what does Century 21 Affiliated what do they offer that the other – what do you offer that the other – companies don't?
One of the things is that we have a national franchise. Yeah. So that is very beneficial to the agents because we have a lot of benefit to helping people find homes, not just here, but mm-hmm. elsewhere. And we can connect them with other agents and, you know, agents that we know, agents that we've worked with, and agents that we trust. Yeah. So that helps a lot. And having that national franchise backing, we have a variety of tools and instruments mm-hmm. and just things that we can use to our buyers and sellers' advantage. The online marketing is by far exceeds anything else.
So that name, Century 21, that just carries so much weight, and suddenly we're in a market that is unprecedented. You're just reaping the benefits of that. And so is Galesburg.
Definitely. For each house we sell, there's an economic impact of $75,100 per home that we sold. So last year we sold, in 2021, we sold 403 homes. So when you think about that, it impacted Galesburg's market by over $30 million just by the homes that we sold, boosting the economy.
I mean, in taxes, in... They're figuring, you know,
they're
just
figuring taxes, the revenue from that, just bringing new people into the area, and the financial benefit that brings to their purchases.
Sure.
And
I'm sure we'll get into some more of these statistics, like, you know, what are the percentage of new people coming into Galesburg, and as opposed to just people swapping out, you know, another home. And later on, we'll talk about the interest rates going up as well. Yes. But I wanted to stay on this positive 5-year anniversary for your business. Do you have any big events planned for this year? Your anniversary is actually on April 1st.
Yes, April Fool's Day was my actual 5-year anniversary. Yeah. We did our ribbon cutting this week, which was exciting. Yeah. Had a lot of people come and support us there. It was a fun experience with the chamber. We don't have a lot coming up. We're just so busy right now.
I was about to say, you are busy.
We like to do things kind of in the fall and in December when it just slows down a little bit, and then we'll have a big party. So we had a big party, actually, just a couple weeks ago. I took all of the agents, and we did axe throwing and a golf simulator and things like that. So I tried to treat them a little bit.
We'll talk a little bit about you here. You are from the Galesburg area.
Born and raised here. Yes.
And
from the Galesburg area. The only time I left was getting my bachelor's degree from Western. So.
That's right. Right. And your dad was a, help me.
He was the captain of the police department.
Police department.
Yes. Oh, and why my brother and sister are both police officers.
They're both
also.
Police officers too. So tell me some of the, I knew one of the questions I wanted to ask you, I was thinking about this last night. I don't know why this popped in my head. You know, what are the perks of being, you know, in a family of, you know,
they
of
all
cops.
Want to come work for me. That's
what?
Well, I think right now there's so much, you know, turmoil in their industry.
Sure.
They see me enjoying what I do so much. I truly enjoy this. So, and actually, I started out as a probation officer. For 8 years, I was a probation officer for the Ninth Circuit, which is kind of Knox, Warren, Fulton, all of that. And I started doing real estate on the side. And, you know, I just kind of decided I liked it better. The income was better. The hours... They say you make your own hours, but truly you work on everyone else's schedule as a realtor, which is still great. I like that incentive that the harder you work, the more you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working an 8 to 5 or a scheduled shift, whatever it may be, and knowing that each week, no matter how hard, you know, how hard you try to, you know, work with someone and convince them to do better and be better, that there's no incentive there for that.
You're only going to make this. This is what you're going to make. Yeah.
Yes.
And there's benefit to that. There's security and all that. But sales is the number one profession of the world.
Yes. And I try not to sometimes compare myself to a salesman, because I don't feel like I have to go out there and sell the house to someone. People know. They know, you know, if they're going to fall in love with it or not. I just like to be that person that they can ask the questions to.
Right.
You know, if they see something or there's something with the home that they're not sure of, they can ask me and rely on me to get the answers.
Well, you're a broker.
Yes.
Too, and you're a people broker. You are connecting people to homes. That's, you know, I think about me in radio sales. I'm a people broker. I introduce businesses to our listeners. So, I mean, you know, we're kind of in the same, well, we're not really in the same business, but we are kind of, everybody's in sales, you know. So, I mean,
I love that.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right. You get to make your own destiny, really.
Yes.
Yeah. What makes a good realtor? Broker.
Kind of what you just said. Mm-hmm. It's connecting people and building those relationships. That's referral is by far, that's how you're going to succeed in this business. So once you connect with someone, a lot of times we talk about this a lot. Once you start working with someone, you just build a relationship. And one example of this, which I think is just, it warms my heart to think about, one of my new agents, Ellie, she came here to this area and not knowing anyone, she's from the Chicago area. Her husband got a job here. They moved here. I sold them a house. We've kind of stayed in touch, connected. She then got her license and now works for me. And she's, it was just someone who was, you know, a complete stranger who's now a great friend.
Yeah.
And
kind of a culture shock coming down from Chicago to Galesburg.
We still joke about that for sure.
Yeah. To be a good realtor broker, you've got to be a fan of Galesburg, right?
And this area.
Yeah.
You do. Like I said, we talked a little bit about, you know, just people coming into the area.
Yeah.
And they may not have 100% chose Galesburg as their destination or their final destination. And if you don't love Galesburg and you're not passionate about Galesburg, they're going to see that and easily change their mind and end up somewhere else.
We want to talk about, well, there's some crazy things going on in the market. Now, obviously, the last couple of years exploded with home sales. Could you maybe take us back to why this happened? It was around the pandemic time, or was it before that?
Around the pandemic time, I would say.
People were just, but suddenly,
our interest rates, I think, have been so low.
Yeah.
And I think there's always been kind of that, they're not going to be low forever. They're going to go up, and now we're finally starting to see that. But I think people were just taking advantage of that, not knowing when it was going to happen, when we were going to see those interest rates rise. So I think we've just kind of been in that mindset for the last couple of years that they're low, take advantage. They're low, take advantage. So do it now.
So pre-pandemic, how was the housing market?
We've always been very stable, very steady. I mean, I've been doing this since 2003.
Yeah.
And even in 08, 09, when everything kind of went down, Galesburg still, we still kind of kept level. We don't tend to see those extreme highs and lows like, you know, everywhere around us. We still kind of maintain and manage, and we don't typically get those big drops, which is good. But then we do get to take advantage of the highs too right now.
Yeah, right. So, but there was also even years ago after Maytag left, you know, things were looking kind of tough for Galesburg.
They were.
People weren't moving here. People weren't buying homes. People were leaving. Some were leaving. I mean,
they were. We're definitely starting to see a lot of people come back, especially now. I think with the pandemic, that helped bring a lot of people back to the area. I'm seeing a lot of people now that, you know, I grew up with, went to school with, that are moving back to the area, wanting to raise their families here.
Wow.
They don't want to be in those big city areas anymore.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy and it's great. I mean, it's really great.
And we talked earlier about the economic impact of the explosion in the housing market here, and really what each home, when every time you sell a home, that means $75,000 in economic impact.
Yes.
To Galesburg.
Yeah, just a little over $75,000 in economic impact to our local market. So, you know, when you think about the fact that our office, you know, we sold over 400 homes last year. So there's over $30 million in revenue that we've brought back into the community. So home buying and selling isn't just based on that sale price of that home. There's a much greater outreach on how that affects our economy.
Dina May-Turner is the managing broker and owner of Century 21 here in Galesburg. Interest rates are going up now.
They are. I'm seeing people that got pre-approved a month or so ago, and they've already gone up a percentage point from, a 3 to a 4. And I think they'll continue to rise.
Well, I looked this morning, I went to Alexa and I said, Alexa, what's the interest rate today? And I said, a 30-year mortgage is 5% now.
I was going to say, I think it just hit 5 and I see it continuing to go up.
Yeah. And I was looking at Freddie Mac and it said just in November, it was shy of 3%, but you said it was as low as that just a month ago.
Oh yeah. I have a pre-approval from March that was a 3.25. We finally found her a home, and she went to lock in last week, and it was already up at 4.3. So in 30 days, she went from 3.25 to 4.3.
So, what are you seeing in your industry? Are people starting to say, "Oh my gosh"?
I think people are starting to say, "Oh my gosh, we need to do this, and we need to do this now." I foresee interest rates kind of late summer, early fall, possibly even hitting that 7% mark.
Yeah. Well, this is a good time of year to buy a home anyway. That's typically when things start to pick up, spring, early summer.
I say that our peak market season is Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
We start to see the new listings hit the market April 1st, the spring season. I think we've seen a little bit of a delay this year because we've had kind of weather not cooperating with us, but I think yesterday I saw 9 new listings here. So we went from 9 new listings in 2 weeks to 9 in 1 day. So that's positive.
So you really are seeing, you are anticipating that it is just going to explode again as people are trying to beat the interest rate hike.
Definitely, definitely. And we need that inventory. We need those new listings.
When you say inventory, what are you talking about? Homes, right?
Homes. We need homes.
Yeah.
We need houses. We have, typically we see 3 to 5 months supply of inventory. So we see 3 to 5 months worth of homes on the market for what our sales ratio is. Mm-hmm.
And how many would that be, a typical, what are you hoping for as far as inventory?
Because,
you know, some businesses need, I mean, this many widgets on my shelves. You need this many homes available for sale.
We need 100 to 150. We have 24
at the
end of the first quarter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes.
Just a fraction of what you typically have.
24 active listings.
So that makes those 24 active listings
hot.
Pretty hot, yes.
Hot. And you think about that. You have no competition, so the sellers can ask what they want.
It's a seller's market.
They can get a little more. It's definitely a seller's market. Yeah. When the sellers don't have another house they're competing with, it doesn't kind of bring them back down. It lets them get a little up there.
Dina May Turner is the managing broker and owner of Century 21 here in Galesburg. So who would you encourage that has been, I don't even want to say they're on the fence, maybe they haven't even been thinking about selling their home. What are the homes that you need? And if somebody listening has a home like that, they should be thinking about selling.
I need everything, but especially right now, ranches. Ranch homes are in high demand. I mean, I showed one this week that hadn't even hit the market yet, and we've already sold it. And these people bought it for $100,000 exactly a year ago, and we just pinned it for $150,000. So
what?
We need ranch homes. That's where you're seeing the most return on your money right now. Low maintenance, you know, easy one floor living. They can have a basement or they don't have to, but we definitely need ranch homes.
So when you say low maintenance, you mean ready to move in?
Ready to move in, and something that is, you know, vinyl siding, newer roof, things that people don't have to paint every couple of years, you know, or worry about the roof or the furnace or central air. So,
okay. So on the other side of that too, the homes that, you know, your fixer uppers, are those selling high too?
They are. There's a lot of people out there. I mean, it kind of amazes me with the cost of construction materials right now, but I see a lot of people flipping homes because there's still money to be made even in those homes. You know, if they can get it done quickly and you know, a quick turnaround, they can and hit this market, they can take advantage of that and still sell for a profit.
That's the tough thing. It's a hot market right now. If you can make it, the people that are going to make the money are the ones that can probably do it themselves,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Because the cost of goods and everything is
going
up.
And then you've got to pay for someone else to do the work, which practically doubles your cost. So if you can do it yourself, you'll make a lot of money right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
My gosh. Dina May Turner is the managing broker and owner of Century 21 in Galesburg. What are some other homes that are selling really well right now? You said ranch is the big ones.
And family homes that have 3 to 5 bedrooms are in desperate need right now too. We have, like I said, we have a lot of families that are wanting to move back to the area from those bigger cities because of the pandemic and because they can work from home now. So they want to raise their children here.
Yeah.
So we definitely need those larger homes that can accommodate them.
Yeah. Are there any communities around Galesburg that you see people are really focusing on now?
Knoxville and Rova seem to be, they are definitely, they've done a lot with their schools and that's important to these buyers. They want somewhere that their kids can go that have the equipment, that have the, you know, the technology and have the buildings that are updated and just can accommodate them. So,
well, we're talking about the single family homes and that market is exploding. Commercial, not so much.
No, it's a little bit slower because we have a lot of inventory commercially. There's a lot of vacant buildings.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of industrial warehouse space that, you know, is just not being utilized right now. One of the things I kind of mentioned a little bit that I really see a need for is commercial buildings that can accommodate some of the new businesses that want to come here or new startup businesses that want to be in our area. We see these startup businesses and these new businesses wanting to come here, but they don't have a lot of cash. They don't have a lot of equity. There's not a lot of money for them to put into an older building that needs repairs, that needs, you know, a lot just to get it,
sure,
you know, workable.
Well, we have the vault and reserve.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I'm saying that wrong. What was their ales? I can't
reserve
remember.
Reserve Artisan Ales.
Yes, yes. That's with MR, our friends at MSI, and yes, you know, they did a wonderful job.
Amazing
renovating
job.
I mean, taking that corner there.
It's beautiful.
But not every new business can come in and take 2 years or a year to
put that
kind of money into a project like that.
Yes, and that's kind of the thing that I'm seeing right now is that I was working with a client recently that we looked for 6 months trying to find them a commercial space. They don't have the money to put into it. It needs to be something that's ready for them to start making money. Mm. And we just couldn't find anything.
It's kind of a chicken and egg thing. I mean, we have the older buildings.
We do.
But we need people to renovate them, but they can't renovate them until they make some money. And they can,
It is. It's a vicious circle.
Well, I think of a community like a Dubuque, and they have that wonderful, what do they call it, the mill? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. My husband actually is from Dubuque.
Oh,
so.
Okay. What do they call that area?
I can't remember, but all
those,
I know what
they
about.
Took all those factories and those down by the river. And they, oh, my gosh. What is it called? The millworks area or something. And now they've got all these beautiful loft apartments and these hipster-type stores, and they've taken, but
Airbnbs,
but they also a huge amount of money from investors that came in and
wanted to do that. We have seen some of that with some of the loft apartments and things downtown, but we need to focus a little bit more on the commercial side of things for those businesses. And I love the loft apartments downtown that have. And those are desirable.
Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah.
And they're staying, you know, occupied. So we just need to get that ground level a little bit.
Dina May Turner is the managing broker and owner of Century 21 here in Galesburg. So we've got all of these. We've got businesses that want to come to Galesburg.
We do.
So what's the answer?
Where are they going?
Is there a city, a community that actually has that right mixture that people are going to where they have?
Dubuque. I think that's a good one. And what's the near the Quad Cities? That was
is that LeClaire?
LeClaire.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That was one. And then kind of the East Peoria, Dunlap, even north and East Peoria side of things.
Yeah.
I've been over there a lot lately selling, and there's
it's a nice area up there too. Growing.
I think we're on the right track. We're updating our schools, and you know, I think once we kind of get to a place where our schools are at least competitive with some of these other destinations, that'll help too.
Mm-hmm. If you could wave a magic wand, how could we fix this here like that? I mean, again, we've got I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but you know, I'm sure you talk about this all the time. My gosh, we've got all these buildings, we've got all these spaces, we've got businesses that want to come here. How do we bridge that gap?
I think we're starting to do that. I've seen a lot of the downtown, we've sold a lot of the downtown buildings, and right now there's a lot of them that are in the works, that they're working on, that they're renovating.
Well, I see the building right across from the Orpheum that Mangieri's have, my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yes. And then the one Park Plaza right there off of Cherry and Main. And they're going to be, that will be an amazing space too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then even down further, closer to where they're building the library, there's a couple of brick buildings on the south side of the street that were recently purchased and they're working on those now too. So I think we're going in the right direction.
So you think it's going to be more investors coming in, taking those buildings, renovating them, and then businesses can move into leasing. Okay.
Yes. I think that's the key. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's hard for a new business to to go out and finance when they don't have the income. So leasing is really truly what we need is is some ready walk-in turnkey lease spaces for commercial.
Well, it's great to hear from your side that Galesburg's going in the right direction there.
We are.
That's awesome.
We are.
Dina May Turner is the managing broker and owner of Century 21 here in Galesburg. It's a great time to be a realtor.
It is an amazing time to be a realtor.
Even better than when you got into it almost 20 years ago.
Even better. You know, I have new agents that come to me and say, have you seen anything like this before? Have you had this situation before?
Yeah.
And I say, no, we are in a market that has created so many scenarios and different things happening right now that we're seeing things I haven't seen in almost 20 years, especially with these multiple offer situations and the escalation clauses that we're seeing now, which basically allow a buyer to come in and say that they're going to beat out the highest offer by a set dollar amount, $500, $1,000 up to, and they kind of can put their ceiling on there. So, you know, that's something new that we didn't use before.
So if I'm coming in to buy a property, I can say, I don't care how many times this happens, but I always want to be $500. I'll go $500 over no matter who comes in. And
yes. And then
up to this dollar amount.
Yes.
Well, that gives you that makes things so much easier.
It does. Because usually we're going in with our highest and best, and it's a blind bid, and, you know, somebody may overdo it. Or as a buyer, they may say, you know what? Once they see that closed sale, they realize, oh, if I would have gone a couple $1,000 more, I could have beat them out and got the house of my dreams. But yet they didn't go in with their all from the get-go. So this kind of allows them to do that.
You're always looking to add realtors to your team.
Always.
How many do you have right now?
Almost 20 agents now between Galesburg and Knoxville.
But you can add more.
Always.
Yeah.
And right now I have agents, some agents even turning down business right now because they're too busy. And that is not a bad thing. I like my agents to be able to say, you know what, I can only work with so many. I can only do my job and do it well that I have to give this client to somebody else because I can't give them what they deserve.
Right,
so
right,
they're not
right.
trying to just be out there making a buck.
Who makes a good realtor?
Someone who can be, you know, just personable, that can talk to people, relate with people, and someone that is good with follow-up. You have to be available, and you have to always be following up with your clients. That's just something every day you have to come in and make sure that you have a line of communication open with your clients.
Mm-hmm. Does it take a lot to start to be a realtor?
No, it's actually a very easy process. You can even do it online. There are classes online. I have people come in all the time, and I have a little information packet that I give them that tells them, you know, what ones I recommend for them to go through. You can do it at your own pace, or you can kind of do a quick, you know, hit it hard and get it done. And I have people that take 6 months, or some that take 2 years to go through the classes, and some that take 2 weeks. So
right. Right. Well, we're just about out of time here. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
Again on your 5-year anniversary.
Thank you.
And again, if you are even considering selling your home, my gosh, you need to be talking to Dina.
Now is the time.
All right. Dina, thank you to you and your team for everything you do, and come back and see us again soon, okay?
I will. Thanks.